The budget passed last night on a 60-38 vote, with all Republicans in the Assembly's independent lawmaker voting yes and all Democrats voting no. The party line vote mirrored the debate last night and into this morning, in which there was little, if any, common ground. Republicans, like Assembly Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald, focused on the budget's bottom line.
Wisconsin's going to be in the black for the first time in decades. That's going to be tough to argue with.
But Democrats said Wisconsin residents expected lawmakers to protect critical services and schools. Verona Democrat Sondi Pope Roberts said this budget abandoned that commitment.
You're willing to let the best public education system in the nation go down the drain because you want to save money on the backs of kids.
Beyond cuts to public schools and the University of Wisconsin, the budget approved last night made changes to who gets taxed in Wisconsin and by how much. It scaled back the earned income tax credit for low-income working families while cutting taxes for investors, manufacturers, and corporations. Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby said it showed who Republicans valued more.
We have the CEOs against the average Joes. That's what this budget is. And everywhere you look through it, you see that.
While the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau called the earned income tax credit change a tax increase, Republicans protested that label. Brookfield GOP Representative Dale Kuyenga said the credit was giving people money.
These folks are not actually paying taxes. I think we want to ask ourselves, do we want to be a welfare state, or do we want to be a state that encourages capitalism?
Republicans made several changes to the budget last night compared to the one that passed the Joint Finance Committee. They eliminated a plan that would have expanded private voucher schools to Green Bay, although a plan to expand them into Racine survived. They let government transit workers keep their collective bargaining rights. They voted to allow the University of Wisconsin to continue to use federal funds for broadband, though with some caveats. And they let counties use their own workers for road projects instead of forcing them to bid out to private contractors for the most expensive projects. They did not change other proposals. A plan to allow bail bondsmen in Wisconsin survived over the protest of Milwaukee Democrat Fred Kessler. The former judge said it would bring back corruption that existed in Wisconsin before 1979, when the state first banned bail bondsmen.
We are opening it up to corruption again. I cannot understand why this is being offered at this time.
Many freshman Republicans were taking their first two-year budget votes. Freshman Republican Eric Severson questioned why anyone would vote against the budget.
I'm trying to figure out why you don't like this bill. Maybe it's because there's 27 freshmen over here who ran on fiscal responsibility, and we're doing it.
But Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan said it was wrong to call a budget balanced when it didn't pay the state's bills, raided special funds, and borrowed more. And Pocan said the tax cuts included in the budget would make it harder to balance in the future.
This is a dishonest budget, and while it might get you to third base with a lot of special interests, it attacks the middle-class families in Wisconsin.
The budget now heads to the Senate, which is scheduled to take it up later this morning. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.